Some individuals prefer to use the phrase, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, as in the name of the most gracious and the most merciful Allah. However, upon careful examination of the Arabic original, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it becomes evident that the terms Rahman and Rahim are two attributes that describe the essence of Allah. In other words, the fundamental element in the text is Allah, while Rahman and Rahim define the nature of this God. In Turkish, the relationship between adjectives and nouns differs from that in Arabic. While adjectives can directly follow the noun in Arabic, in Turkish, this description is often established through a binding structure like olan, which means being. When this binding is not used, the expression remains linguistically incomplete and the meaning becomes ambiguous. When one says, in the name of the most gracious and the most merciful Allah, it is not clearly felt that Rahman and Rahim are attributes of Allah. Subconsciously, these two words might be perceived as independent proper names. However, the emphasis in the Quran is to present Allah's identity alongside his merciful attributes. Therefore, the expression that both preserves the semantic integrity of the Quran and aligns with the natural structure of Turkish is, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. This usage defines Allah as a deity centered on mercy and more accurately reflects the spirit of the expression. The phrase, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, is the Turkish equivalent of the basmala and represents a profound state of consciousness and orientation beyond being a simple introductory sentence. Beginning every task in the name of Allah signifies acting based on his infinite mercy and compassion. In other words, it expresses the will to understand and guide life in accordance with divine approval. This statement creates a strong awareness that reminds individuals of Allah's boundless compassion towards his servants and the necessity for humans to act with a consciousness of divine proximity at every moment of their existence. The basmala explicitly reveals an individual's submission to Allah and the intention to perform every action solely in pursuit of his pleasure. At the same time, it elevates the individual to the awareness that time and actions are not random, but are connected to divine meaning. When the basmala is placed at the center of life, it grants the individual both inner peace and consistency and direction in thoughts and actions. The basmala appears at the beginning of all surahs in the Quran, except for Surah At-Tawbah. In Surah Al-Fatiha, it is considered as the first verse of the surah and is thus included in the verse numbering. Conversely, while the basmala at the beginning of other surahs serves as an introductory expression, it is not included in the count of verses. This situation illustrates that the basmala holds a unique position in terms of both the structural integrity and the semantic universe of the Quran. Its placement at the beginning of the surahs signifies a consciousness that emphasizes that every divine address begins on a foundation of mercy and compassion. The names Rahman and Rahim in the basmala express two different dimensions of Allah's merciful attribute. Rahman refers to the absolute mercy that belongs to Allah's essence, encompassing all beings without distinction and entirely dependent on divine will. This mercy encompasses all of creation, regardless of belief. For the continuity of the order of existence and the possibility of life is a manifestation of this encompassing mercy. On the other hand, Rahim indicates that this divine mercy will manifest in a more intense and specific manner, particularly in the afterlife, for individuals who live with a sense of moral responsibility and exhibit virtuous behavior. This distinction reveals that Allah's mercy possesses both a universal aspect and a dimension that is contingent upon outcomes. In other words, the name Rahman expresses the source of Allah's limitless and unconditional mercy. It signifies the ontological compassion of divine compassion that encompasses all beings. Rahim, however, articulates the manifestations of this mercy that materialize within the context of time and a sense of responsibility. Particularly, its continuous and specific manifestations upon conscious beings. Evaluating these two names together reveals that Allah's mercy possesses a universal dimension that encompasses all creation, while also establishing a meaningful and special relationship with each individual being. Thus, divine mercy manifests both as a fundamental principle that sustains the order of existence on a cosmic level and as a vital reality that generates trust, solace, and hope in an individual's personal life.